Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's Tuesday's off to an okay start. Kind of cold out there, but good to be with you. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's all good over here, Andy Bucker. Before we start the show, happy Veterans Day to all the men indeed. And women in the service taking care of all of us, especially, you know, I'm always soft side because my entire family's military brat. My mama, my sister just went in. So, yeah, just shout out to all the men and women.
Shout out to my dad.
Yes, sir.
Well. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to everybody, man. But, yeah, it's colder. Now, I thought I was tripping when I was at the damn stoplight up here. Because I was like, I thought there might be some pollen or something flying across the street.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what is
and I didn't even think about it. I just went on home.
There's some styrofoam in the air?
And then with Botox, I was like, I knew I wasn't tripping, dog. Some damn flurries?
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah, I was at a stoplight over by Home Depot, and it was like, hang on a second.
That's like what I said.
That's not what I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was. It's just light. I mean, it did, you know, not enough to do anything, but come on.
All right, come on, man. Come on,
dude. It snowed last year. Okay.
All right, we don't need no more
snow this
year.
Yeah,
man, come on, dog, come on, man. But yeah, it blew my mind when I saw that, man.
It's cold.
It's brick out there.
It's really cold.
It's cold, man. And then it's like, damn, make a business decision. Like, can I go another week with this trash? I got to roll it down there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, man. It's just like,
we couldn't.
Do I want to make a business decision?
There were too many deliveries last week. We had to get the recycling down to the corner.
Yeah, man.
The cardboard was poking out the top of the recycling.
That's not good. So,
yeah, we had to get it down.
Yeah. But no, it is Tuesday. And after the worst Monday Night Football game I've ever watched.
Whew. Boy,
it was pretty bad.
What a tough,
it was pretty bad, dog.
Tough watch.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad, man.
A lot of good Georgia defensive players.
That's what I was gonna say. Just watching that, I was like,
both sides.
I was like, damn. I was like, God, that is Nicole Beck. There's Nolan. He's back too.
Made huge plays.
Yeah, man, it was good to see them dudes. And then obviously Quay Walker is just getting better and better as he goes along. But
Jalen Carter just ruins every
running play. Just that good of a player.
Just every running play just ruins it.
He's just that good of a damn player. But no, it was good to see all that last night. But yeah, it was pretty much underwhelming football game last night.
Yeah.
The Eagles found a way to win.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things. Like, I can't help but watch games like that, and it's like, all right, I mean, nobody's playing great. It's anybody's night. The better team won, you know?
Yeah.
The better, more talented, but also just a team that's been there before and kind of finds ways to win. Won the game. And that's what the NFL is. You know, that's what college football is this year,
Definitely.
Too. Especially at the top end. Like, you got to find a way to, you get the drive at the end of the game, or you come up with a big play on defense, or whatever it is, and you just survive for another week.
Yep.
And I think that's something that, you know, we spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks talking about with the Falcons, and frustration is they just have found ways to not win, or found ways to lose, if you want to put it like that. But that, I mean, that's what it is. The teams that have the best records in the league right now, nobody's blowing doors off anybody. There's no like dominant, the Rams kind of are right now a little bit, but nobody's a crazy runaway team in either college or the NFL right now.
No.
It's about finding ways to win close games. And if you can't do that, then
you can't win,
then you're not a good team.
No. And I think, you know, because the margin is so a play here,
yep,
or here or there, or something like that. And it can always be more likely the determining factor of the outcome of a game. And so, yeah, when you talk about where the Falcons are, they just don't win those games. And so you're in a situation where you got to win this weekend. You need this game this weekend. It's currently you need every game, but I mean, you got to get one before you can get two. And so that's the main. That has to be the main focus. I know a lot is, and you mentioned it, how the staircase of blame of when you're losing, and now it's all you know, everybody's gotten their shot. Everybody's gotten their kick in the ass, and now it's the young quarterback. And so they're just in such a bad situation if you talk about this regime, because you have a cluster F word of a anchor around you because of a horrible decision you made with the quarterback that's not playing.
Yep.
And if you didn't have that, say for instance you had Jacoby Brissett here, you know, that's going to cost you $100 million.
Sure.
But yet you give the quarterback time to develop, because what they're going through now is that they don't have any room for error, and you're going through young quarterback growing pains.
You're going through, yeah, you exactly. You have no margin for error in a situation where there's going to be so much error.
Yes.
It's baked in.
Yes. And so there, unless he turns it around and y'all turn around, it's just going to be that. Because Michael Penix is doing what 80% of first-time starting quarterback go through. Mm-hmm. There are some anomalies. We saw it with Jaden Daniels. You saw it with C.J. Stroud.
And I think that makes it worse, yes, because that happened over the last couple of years.
And you've seen that.
Yeah.
But more than likely, quarterbacks struggle, or they're good their first year and struggle the second year, i.e., Bo Nix, mm-hmm, i.e., C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's such a hard position to play that you got to have time, but there is no time when we talk about anything nowadays, especially in sports, is always why ain't he doing this and all these different things? And I just sit back and watch, because I'm watching like, damn, he just looks like a dude who's figuring it out, and it still ain't there, because NFL quarterback is hard. It's really, really hard. And the indecisiveness gets in your head when you're a young player and you start doubting, and then you start rushing, and then you're not seeing the field how you should. And that just comes with repetition and all those things. The bad thing about it is, if you're the head coach and general manager of the football team, you just don't have that.
No.
Because of a decision that everybody was behind, mm-hmm, you know, talking about in the organization, that just, I mean, catastrophic is the word. This is not a bad situation. It's catastrophic.
Yeah, no, the Kirk Cousins contract and everything that's happened since then, it really is like one of the worst franchise decisions in the NFL in the last decade.
Yeah.
I know the Browns,
yes,
with Deshaun,
yes,
and
yes,
there's others. Yes. I mean, there's others. And the Falcons tried to get in that one too, but luckily
yes,
missed
did
out. But yeah, no, there's other decisions that sort of rise to that level, and maybe worse because of different off-the-field details and stuff like that. But no, I mean, this is you do something like that, it's almost impossible to dig your way out of,
yes,
it in any sort of,
yes,
timely fashion. Problem is, too, is we're sitting here, I know there's sort of two timelines, maybe even three timelines going on. If you think about Penix's timeline, coaching staff's timeline, general manager's timeline.
Correct.
It's all on the general manager's timeline, though, because this was supposed to be the payoff of the rebuild.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cousins was supposed to be,
yes,
the payoff of the rebuild.
Yes.
That failed. So now Penix is in there in a situation where he's starting for the first time, but so what? Because everything else around him was supposed to be playoff caliber,
yes,
because it was a 5-year build with the,
yes,
general manager. And
yes,
the reason Raheem was brought in was because they thought he was the right coach to sort of take that next step from where Arthur Smith had them at 7-10 every single year to win.
Right.
Well, no, none of that has happened.
No.
Now, you're worse this year than you've been in any of the last,
yes,
5 years record wise. And I mean, that's almost unimaginable given,
yes,
given what it was a couple of years ago, talent wise on the roster. The roster is much more talented now than it was 3 and 4 years ago, which makes it worse.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, the seat is hot for everyone. I do wonder, some of the decisions that were made from a staff perspective had to have in mind a veteran quarterback.
Yes.
Right. I mean, are you going to have a first time play caller?
Yes.
With a rookie quarterback,
yes,
also? Like,
yes,
that didn't seem like a great idea.
Because it wasn't.
Yeah. But it wasn't supposed to be.
Exactly.
Zach Robinson's supposed to be calling plays for Kirk Cousins right now.
Yes.
Which goes back to the decision that bombed out.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, and so when you view it from that, you got a play caller and a quarterback learning on the job.
Yeah, who don't really, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, and again, the stranger things have happened in life and in this whatever, as far as, I mean, again, you can't get to 2 in a row until you get to 1 in a row. And they need a win bad. This fan base needs a win bad. Yeah. Them dudes in Flowery Branch need a win bad, because you just need some good. You know what I mean? Even if it's coming in here on Falcons Monday, it's like they win, but yet this happened or this didn't happen. You need a win. You know, and when you're bleeding and leaking the way the Falcons are right now, you just got to find a way to go out and get ready for this game on Sunday, because it's going to look a lot like all the other games. They got a big time run game that they want to throw out, the team coming in here,
yeah,
that if it's going, they're going. And so they want to establish that because it was held down last week after they had the tricky of his trick off ofness. Talking about the trick offness.
Yeah, but you know, but that's what teams like them do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And again, don't take that as me trying to sit here and act like the Falcons aren't that. They're worse than that. The Panthers beat them 30-0.
Yes.
But the Panthers are a team that tricks games off. When they had an opportunity to get to 6-4 against a bad Saints team. You know, they went out and didn't show up, had their worst running attack of the season, and they lost to a bad Saints team. That other frustrating thing about that is the Saints actually helped the Falcons last week by beating the Panthers.
Yes.
The Panthers were in front of them.
Yes.
Falcons couldn't help themselves. Bucks lost too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good football team. Now, they're hurt.
They're banged
up. And who knows what might happen with them over the next couple of weeks. But it doesn't matter if you keep losing these games because, that you should
and
be
that's,
winning.
And that's when that phrase of, you know, when coaches and players say it's all about us. Because it is. It's about you.
Right.
It's about you figuring out ways.
But it adds a layer of frustration when you don't handle your business and the teams you needed to help you helped you.
Yes. That goes back. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to figure out when you get this help, you've got to take advantage of it, and you just don't do it. Now, the best thing you can do right now is just take it in your own damn hands and go play your best. Go play your best, whatever part of the season, as far as, you know, offense, defense, and special teams all together. Because you ain't getting no new coverage, guys.
No.
You ain't getting a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're not getting. You know, I mean, obviously you're going to get some guys back in your secondary. You were down a couple corners and everything like that, but that was the reason why they lost the game. But I mean, you might get your best linebacker back sooner rather than later.
Hopefully.
But who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, so you got to overcome so many of these different things that when you were playing, when it was going good, it's just not there.
The other thing that's happened is, and this is beyond the mistakes that get made from the sideline every single Sunday. I mean, that's not going to change either. Like, the decision makers are the decision makers.
Yes.
This is going to, every single week we're going to be like, why didn't they call a timeout there? Huh, that was weird. Oh, why'd they run three pass plays in a row there when the run game was working? All right, that is weird. But the flow, like the feel for the flow of the game is not going to change. So the players are going to have to execute better to beat the margin that the coaches sort of put them behind on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis. But here's the other thing that's happened. We talked about it leading into that 49ers game was Kyle Shanahan was going to attack whatever he thought the Falcons' defense was their biggest weakness was.
Yeah.
He did, and everybody else saw it.
Yep.
They're like, oh, you just run right at him.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And then we can beat him.
Yep.
They haven't won a game since then. They haven't held anybody. They haven't been able to stop the run since then.
Yep.
Like, no, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Kyle Shanahan.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Now, I'm sure the league would have figured it out eventually anyway. But, yeah, I mean, that's the night everything changed, man. Like, they took a run game that couldn't do much in San Francisco, had their best rushing game in 3 years, and then everybody else has followed suit. And Jonathan Taylor is an MVP candidate, so what he did was put 250 on you, you know, and three touchdowns. When you get great run, and Rico Dowdle's been doing that to people too, by the way. So that's what Sunday is going to look
like.
He's
going to be one of those dudes. He's a volume carry guy.
Yeah.
He's a volume carry guy. And they got a good change of pace guy in Chuba, who was the dude last year, but because Rico's playing so well, he's promoted to being the change of pace guy. So, I mean, they're going to come at you in droves with this run game. I mean, they just are. And the biggest thing you have to do is that you got to tackle. You got to tackle a lot better than they did against Indy. You got to be able to tackle. You got to be able to, when you get your hands around him or your arms, your pads on him, they go down. They don't break tackles. They don't scoot ahead more for five more yards. They got to get their pads on them. And that's going to start up front with these. They're playing well rushing the passer. They got to do a lot better job of getting off blocks.
I have no doubt that they'll be able to do enough to where the game's competitive in the fourth quarter. I don't think what happened last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time is going to happen again. Then you just have to find a way to win. And that's right. That's where I don't have confidence at all. I have no confidence in this team to find a way to make the play or make the call or whatever it is. Like, whatever needs to happen in that crunch fourth quarter moment, not going to do it.
No.
So.
But what else you got to say?
Line them up.
Got to line them up.
Line them up on Sunday at 1.
Remember Kirby said when he was talking to Shock before the Mississippi State game, everybody was like, well, it's an early start when Kirby said, all right, well, go line them up.
Yeah, we got to play.
Yeah, got to play.
Got to play.
Let's go line them up.
Awesome performance from the Hawks.
Way
last
to go,
night
Vic.
Against the Clippers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.